This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by Ion Digital, providing secure, compliant ecosystems you can trust. That's Ion Digital. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Kevin Davis.
On today's show, we're bringing you a brand new company. Name of the company is GRN Holding Corporation. They trade on the OTC exchange under the ticker symbol GRNF. They recently did announce a merger with Marijuana Inc. Here to tell us about that and bring us up to speed is Mr. Don Steinberg. Don, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you for inviting us onto your show. And thank you for mentioning the Marijuana Inc. merger. That's a big accomplishment for our company. I do want to give you just a bit of a background on myself in the marijuana industry. Mm-hmm. Back in 2009, I was the founder of Medical Marijuana Inc., which at that time was the very first company, marijuana company, ever to be on the U.S. stock market. So it's funny today, here we are a number of years later after founding Medical Marijuana Inc., now we're doing Marijuana Inc. So we're real happy with that, with the flow of events there. So so the history of that, again, is that after starting that company in 2009, I left it in 2012. I resigned to do other things. And then in 2021, it became real apparent to me that there was still a tremendous amount of opportunities in the marijuana industry from the retail side, which was kind of falling apart in America because of the cost of marijuana had gone down. It was making it hard for the brick and the mortars and a lot of these fellows to stay in business. So I was looking for an avenue to pursue that interest, as well as global opportunities, which kind of the same as we saw with medical marijuana back in 2009 and 10 and 11. One state after another started coming on, and now we have, of course, the majority of America free to smoke marijuana and buy it and sell it. So I wanted to get into that as well. So we started Marijuana Inc. in 21, started putting things into there, our Viva Buds company, our One World Legends company, started building Marijuana Inc. while we were looking for a company to merge into. And then in 22, a year ago, I was able to take shareholder control of GRN Holding, which you mentioned, GRNF, and we started to put some deals into that. So something we did a couple months ago is I purchased a $2 million license, vertical license in Northern California for cultivation, nursery, and distribution. So that kind of gave us some strong footing in the business, so I knew we had something solid there. And then we, of course, as you just mentioned, this past week we did a merger between GRN Holding and Marijuana Inc. And, of course, we were really happy to get that done because it's a project we've worked on for a long time. We wanted to make sure everything was just going to go just right, and it is.
Sure.
So the other thing I want to mention, Kevin, and, of course, to the audience, is that because of all the years I've been in this industry, I've seen so many companies that have gone into the convertible debts and have diluted and end up with billions and billions of shares. And certainly I've watched that happen to people that I know, and just not happening here. During these 2 years, we've kept the company with very low float, no debt, no convertible debt, and we're in good footing. We only have, a few million shares in the float, which in any of these industries it's really low. So we're really happy about all that. And then we, of course, doing the merger brings us two big deals. One is Viva Buds. Now, that's a retail operation that we're using a different approach. Well, first of all, I didn't want to get a dispensary. I didn't want it because I see what's happening there. The prices are going down, and the brick and mortars are having trouble staying alive, and a lot of them are shutting down. And the same thing with a lot of the cultivation. They're having challenges there as well. So I decided that delivery gave me the best flexibility. And then again, with my connections and my associations with people from the past and a lot of growers, I was able to set up farm to consumer. We've cut out all the middlemen and taken product directly to our consumer. This allows us to put a price out that's never been seen before in the markets, lower than anybody is selling marijuana for. So that's good. And then we've tied in an affiliate model to it. Purpose for that is, as you know, we see, the cultivators, the distributors, the dispensaries, all of these guys have been making money all these years, but the consumer has never had an opportunity to make any money. So we've created that opportunity now with our affiliate marketing model. This means that when people go out and refer people to our company, VivaBuds, they're going to earn a 20% residual commission forever, not just these, you know, bring a friend in and get 20% off one time. This is 20% off forever. As long as the customer is buying marijuana from VivaBuds, it is a big deal. And we've created one more thing where these people can go out and also find other members who would like to also earn opportunity and earn income. So it's just a shot for normal people who have 50 friends who smoke marijuana to tell them about a way to earn some extra income. And it's paid immediately. Within a few days, they shows up on their debit card. So that's a really nice thing.
Absolutely.
It's pretty cool. And then we set up One World Legends. When I say we, Rocky Pachula, who's going to be coming on in a minute here, is the guy that's behind One World Legends. Done a fantastic job in Colombia as he's structuring there for global distribution. Once again, we saw it in America, and it's happening globally now as countries are starting to open up. They're allowing for import. They're allowing some for export, like Thailand, Colombia. A few guys are allowing export, too. It's becoming a global marketplace, and we're right in the middle of it. So I want to share all of that with everybody about the really cool things that are going on over here at our company. Within about a month, FINRA should have our name change done to Marijuana Inc. Our ticker symbol will be done.
Nice.
So it will be fully in glasses as Marijuana Inc. So Kevin, if it's okay with you and Rocky, I'd like to just turn it right over to Rocky and have him tell us all about One World Legends.
Let's bring him in. Rocky, how you doing?
Hey, very well. Thank you very much for having me on. So let me start out by saying that, globally, I saw several years ago the similar discussions and articles from different countries about trying to go toward legalization, just like in America. And, if you go back in America to Colorado or California a number of years ago, they started out slow with medical and, it had to go through the process. And today,
sure.
As we know, many, many states are recreational and, what I saw in the people market was number one, will this, marijuana cultivation occur? America is not going to be able to export for until they some laws. So I went to Jamaica first for 5 years, licensing there, opened a dispensary there, got some experience in kind of an international legal licensed world, and then I said probably the best environment in the world on the equator, 12 hours of sun a day and a great a professional cadre of agricultural workers and professionals, and economically, you can grow marijuana in Colombia for a very low price with high quality. And so I went to Colombia a few times, investigated, met with farms, went to a conference in Cartagena, got about 15 different contracts signed. Farms that are licensed. And in at a conference, I heard a speech on tissue culture, which really just opened my eyes, because this is something that has never really been used in the cannabis industry. It's been done in tomatoes and flowers and things, but it's a very secretive kind of science. I was able to find a company in Colombia, and we just created an amazing relationship, signed a joint venture. And what I realized is that a lot of these companies, they don't even have seeds. So I thought, what's a great platform And I realized that bringing back the old classic traditional land, what they call land race strains, you know, things we've heard of from the 70s that you don't have anymore. You know, you go and buy, whether you're in Europe or you're in America, it's 90% names that you've never even recognized or you've never heard before. What I do is go all around the world and develop a menu of classic traditional strains that are hard to find in rare, Thai, Afghani, Hindu, African, Red, Acapulco Gold, and I could go on. We're able to physically go to Colombia into the Santa Marta area and go up in the mountains and get Colombian gold. So what we did was is we took these 17 strains, these landrace strains, along with about 16 hybrid strains, the famous ones, the ones that, you know, are selling all over the world, and they're very well documented and appreciated, mm-hmm. and we wanted to have both varieties. So you've got low THC, traditional herb, I call it herb or ganja, being in Colombia, in Jamaica for so long, and then you've got the hybrids. Now, I'm growing that in Colombia with my joint venture operation, which is a fully licensed farm. We're licensed for seeds, for clones, for what they call plantlets, little test tube babies that come from tissue culture, and we have licenses to export. So right now we're growing.
Wow.
So we're taking the next step. We've accumulated the seeds from all over the world. Now we're growing these plants, 50 plants per strain. So we have thousands of plants growing in Colombia in a licensed facility in order to pick the best ones, which is called phenotyping. Once we pick the best ones, we do a lab report, and then they do the tissue culture, which means that they take little pieces of the genetics of each of the best plants. They basically put it in a petri dish. It's like a, you know, something we did in biology, or something totally unique in the cannabis industry. And that genetic can be saved for 10, 20 years. So we put it in basically a refrigerator. But when the menu is created from these lab reports, my intention is to send it out all over the world to countries that are importing medical or scientific and soon recreational, and they can select if they want the high THC, they want the low THC, they want the classics, or they want the hybrids. So we have 33 strains growing now, phenotyping, going to be tissue cultured, and then there's a international cannabis business conference in Berlin in June. And I've gotten all the plans. I'm heading there. There's supposed to be 80 countries represented at this international conference in Berlin. And it just so happens that Germany's leading Europe. They just announced a couple of weeks ago they're taking the first steps toward legalization. And everybody in Europe are watching Germany. There's 9 countries that surround Germany. And whatever Germany does, so are going to be, you know, the Czech Republic, Israel, France, all of the countries are closely watching Germany. So it's going to become a world market. And we're positioned to be able to serve that market, and hopefully in Berlin, while I'm there, I have a team there in Germany with an office in Berlin. We're going to be engaging and networking amongst these 80 different country visitors, and hopefully we're going to, not hopefully, for sure, we're going to come out with some relationships, partners, customers, so that we can serve them from our Colombian operation. And it's just super exciting. Every week there's an article. If you look at my website, I post some of the articles from different countries as they're looking at different methodologies to legalize marijuana in their countries. Some of them are doing it a little slower than others, but it's just really exciting, and it's happening on a weekly basis. So my website, oneworldlegends.com, will have a lot of information there about our approach in Colombia and about the different articles of different countries in Europe.
Folks, you've been listening to Rocky Petrullo. He is the president of One World Legends, which is the global distribution arm of GRN Holding Corporation. Donald, I want to bring it back to you. I don't know if you had anything else to add before we part ways for the day and give you a final word, but there is a lot of great updates for this company to unpack in the future, I can tell.
Thanks, Kevin. And thank you, Rocky. That was really good discussion of what you're up to down there. And again, I absolutely think you're fantastic down there. I only wanted to mention our websites, marijuanainc.com and vivabuds.com are two of the websites to look at, as well as oneworldlegends.com for Rocky's program. So again, thank you all very, very much, Kevin and Rocky, and Kevin, and thank you for letting us on your show today. We love being with you guys. So have a great day.
Yeah.
Thank you all very-
well, we'd love to have you. And everybody at home, remember, GRN Holding Corporation, they trade on the OTC exchange under the ticker symbol GRNF. Sorry, Rocky, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
No, that's fine. I appreciate it. Hopefully we'll update you here in the near future on what's the next steps, because there's a lot of exciting next steps.
Perfect. Look forward to talking to you both very soon.
Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.